Collaboration Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and this week I'm going to be talking a bit about how to prepare for a race that is not going to be a PB race as much as we want them all to be. There are just loads of reasons why a race might not be a P, and can be like different stages in the year, different cycles with training, different focuses, you're recovering from something. It can just be one of those things where I had a break for whatever reason. There are just so many things that go with it. And I guess a lot of it depends on how long you've been for too, because in the beginning, everything is a PB. And then the longer you get into it, the further they get apart. And it can be hard mentally to get ready for doing something really hard when that's not the carrot or the reward at the end. That's not to say that some events are just going to be purely social, and that is we're there, and that's the whole purpose, what meaning. And so the whole sort of like PB thing is like complete out of it anyway. So that is definitely one handle it, but there'll definitely be events where you want to go in and see what you can do, but know that for whatever reason that is just like not on the table at this time. I think that it is a fine balance between believing yourself but also at times being realistic. So there have definitely been times in the past where I've talked myself out of doing race where there was no evidence to support that is something I should be doing. So I had events where I had like, I think probably the last time I had something where I attempted myself out of it was that I think it was like a Gold Coast one where half marathon time, like 1:49, something like that. And it was really hard. And I just convinced myself that I'd never go better than that. And so I would talk myself out of doing any better than that at any opportunity. But then I just sort of took a step back from that and thought, hang on, since then, my mile time has gotten better. Historically, my mile is always that. Like, it's always the last thing to change because it's like the hardest. Like, what are the distance, the hard it is for me to move that now. So I was like, if the mile is improved, then there's definitely capacity for the half to improve. So there's definitely a space in there where you need to not be talking yourself out of something. But then there are times when it's just being realistic and not setting yourself up for something that's achievable. So at the moment, I had the marathon, which was, I guess, we're close to, I guess it's like probably about 6 weeks. So I'm getting close to recovery from it because it was sort of like gross sickness, flu, death thing. It seemed to be around, and I got sort of like a bronchitis thing, and you know, chuck a marathon in that, and recovery's gonna be a little bit slow. And I feel I'm getting back into fitness, but I'm not 100 there yet. And that's one of the benefits of like heart rate training. You can see exactly where I am, and I'm like running to effort. So the other day I had like a 10K at sort of like threshold heart rate, which is about like half marathon pace-ish. And that was sort of like 4:45 minutes a kilometer. Yeah, like in Canberra my race pace was 4:35, so it's close to it, but I'm not there. And then the other day I had like a similar thing, but it was for 5K, and it started to come down a little more, like it was more like 42 again at the same heart rate. So I can see that it's improving and I'm close to it, but I know that I'm not at full recovery yet, and I'm like a big two PBB effort if Canberra and then the Gold Coast Marathon. Pragmatically, I'm also like, you know, like I could be it for the year. Now I'd be in like more of a recovery phase, which I'm fine with, but I also want to sort of like talk myself out of the last two events I have on this year, which is the Lismore Half Marathon and then the Melf Marathon. Because it can be easy to talk you out of race pace, because race pace within your training cycle feels so much harder than what it does on race day. You know, so just because you've got like a ton of accumulated fatigue, you're not like you're fully recovered, but it will feel different. So it's very easy to talk yourself out of that. So there are ways then going about those events that are going, okay, like I'm going in and I want it to be a real effort. I want to test my fitness. I want to give myself the opportunity to do well, but I also don't want to set up like this whole of pressure, unreasonable expectations on my body, because I just don't think it's there yet. So I have a few things that I can do with both those events. And one in is basically keeping it to heart rate. So that's just going to be a test of where I am right now. Aim to kind of like have my heart rate be at threshold, and then that is whatever it is. And then that is sort of a test of my capacity, but I'm not going to get in a situation of going out too fast and then completely crumbling in the end, because I'm just, you know, back where I was sort of pre-marathon and pre-bronchitis. And the other benefit too is both with Lismore and with Melbourne, I've run the four. So Lismore, I wouldn't say it's hilly, but there are hills involved. So there are flat bits. There's like one steepish hill. There's some undulating. So it's a bit of a mixed bag. So I wouldn't expect that to be a like a PB course anyway. But it is a great one for, like, every year I just go for like a course PB, that kind of thing. You can sort of start that way. And that will encourage me to like push the hard bits. It's maintain that consistent effort without like going for something that's achievable. And one of the things that my coach said to me about Lismore was, do you mind doing this as a workout? And I'm like, actually, no, that sounds like a great idea. Because, you know, I think I'm still in a recovery phase. And to me, I'm like, that looks a lot like a race. But the goal will be, so like my heart rate for half marathon effort is 173 beats per minute-ish. And so the goal that is then, there's always, you know, your heart rate is always going to go up over long stints. So the plan will be to sort of like have the first third, you know, probably more like 170, have the middle be kind of like on like 173, and allow for the last third a little bit higher than that, like maybe 175. That way, it's all about just what my body can do within the day. That's then going to mean that I'm going to slow down for hills. It gives me an easy target. So having tested that out in training, I know that target gives me something that is hard but sustainable and something that I can manage. And I think it's also important to remember that the lesson learned from a race that includes a full effort on your part are just valuable as things that you learn when you have like a PB run. So your ability to sort of like deep in the uncomfortable parts, to you know to sort of see how deep your well is be just as important, if not more important, than like the day when you have when like all of your training comes together and you have a fit run. So I think that it can be very tempting in the moments to be like, well, you know, like it's not like this is going to be a BB, so I'm just going to sort of like let myself hook here. And the challenge with that is that when you do get to yourself in a position where you are capable of running that time that you want to run, then you don't have the ability to through those hard parts if you haven't done it before. Regardless of what kind of shape you're in, you've put in a lot of hard workouts into training cycle to get where you are. So, you know, for me, when I look at that kind of thing, like when I'm getting like into those spicy sections, that my kind of inner voice in those bits is that if I don't show up now and keep now and need to do now and know that 100% of effort going into this, if I don't sort of like through and find what I need to find here, then what was the point of like all of the times that I got up at like 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. or when I did those interval workouts where I wanted to quit halfway through, or you know, like gutted a long run when I didn't really feel like it, you know, like all of those things that I have come to the fore in that moment. And that's why I think in training it's important to do those things, because the purpose of those things is not always like you do this and you'll get fitness adaptation. Purpose all the time is many. And it's like, well, you know, like you felt like crap and you did 2 600-meter and you 100% thought about like lying down or walking home or whatever. You didn't and you kept going. And it creates that sense of self-belief that you can. And it also creates that sense that most of those feelings are temporary. And if you stick with it, it will probably pass. And so I think that in Canberra, I think I had like probably started to be a struggle town, maybe 7 kilometers. It was a bit early, but I was running pretty fast, so I was kind of a bit exhausted. And so I was just like focusing on just like staying in the moment at that stage. You are getting closer to the end. And there was a period where like it was real sort of like struggle in the last 3 Ks, and I was like that feeling because, you know, just me, I've done everything that I could do at that point. And so I don't mind that means there's like a slowdown at that period of time. And it was definitely a period of like, you know, like have to, you know, like start like walking or something, which would have been fine if that's what was necessary. But it lasted for about a kilometre, like found a little more and was able to pick it up for the end, which was uphill. Not a huge, but it's still uphill and finish. So those sorts of things just create a sense of self-belief. So if you're in a situation you want to use your event to do a hard run, then that is the benefit, is doing that hard run gives you practice at getting through those spicy bits. And most good race is practice. And you can't get good at it unless you practice it. And it's not just, it's the sort of like the mental games and the preparation. It's also like how you sort of like manage yourself through the fuel, through the aid stations, and you know, like how, you know, like how you pace yourself, like all of those things come into it. And I remember sort of like back in and doing like some events after sort of essentially being out of the kind of like running food a couple of years, and I was like, oh, it's like I had to relearn everything because I just had that break, and you just like get out of the swing of it. And I was like, oh, I actually do need practice with like I'm gonna sort of like handle like slotting in and out of aid stations, and I want to use them, and you know how to sort of like manage a mental state. All those things come into it. And in some ways, doing a race like that at a hard effort where, you know, you still got some more work to do to get yourself back into shape, it kind of takes a lot of the pressure off, and then you can just run with having that sort of like that focus on time, and it can just be 100% about your effort in the day. And because really, when I do one of those things, all I feel at the end is that there wasn't a spot where I could have like more. And that's why I like when I get to that sort of last three, and I feel like I'm, you know, I'm slowing down, or I can't speed up because I'm like, okay, you know, like I've done everything I can do. And going into it knowing that your body is just going to respond differently on different days. And you know, it's a lottery. And I think that is one of the benefit of a fair few races, is that you kind of appreciate that, like maybe 10% of your races, everything will come together, and everything else is just like a mixture. I think probably only one, like mostly, and I guess part of it is because like now I'm really comfortable with the distance, whereas when I started, it was always a lottery, as if I could finish. Whereas now I always kind of know I can finish. But probably the only one where I really considered like walking course at multiple time was Merton last year, and mentally it was just like a really, really tough one. And there are lots of sort of reasons as to why that might be. But now that it's done, that is something I can draw from and be like that was a pretty crappy run. And I got through it. I used that that experience to then build on, and so I think that also keeping in mind that it's all part of a building over time. So you know, you're going to be defined by one workout or one race. It's like whatever you do over years and years and years, not one moment, but you can use all of those moments to build onto the next thing. And so, you know, like with Lismore, I'll be able to kind of like, if I do the heart rate thing, then I can look at that and go, okay, this is exactly where my fitness is right now, and then that's something that we can on. I'm pleased that at least over the last 6 weeks, also a lot of my running sort of like hill running, so I'm pretty comfortable with, and it hasn't necessarily been fast because of that, you know, because as you all of a sudden add a whole heap of hills and soft surfaces, and it's just going to be a little bit different. That's all about that's overall athletic development, not necessarily just speed, and all things that are great for my hamstrings, which always need a bit of work. So having done you know like workouts on grass and on dirt road and on gravel and like going up and down hills and all of that kind of stuff, it does me in a good position to have a good day, because I know it's not going to be something that's going to be a big shock system. And then can just use all of that information to move forward. And usually that can sort of like inform the next period of training, which is also one of the great benefits of having a regular your training cycle, is that you can see exactly how you've improved and like you've responded well to, and you can sort of like that information and implement it going forward. And I think the main thing for me is just set those expectations in terms of this isn't going to be, but I want this to be a full effort, and the feeling I want to have at the end isn't associated with the time. I want to have that feeling at the end that I gave it 100%. And if I have feeling, then I'm going to be 100% happy with it, no matter like what that ends up being like, because there are just any variable in that. And it's just about looking at it and sort of like I'm in control of the control in the day. And beyond that, I'm really happy with whatever else happens. And for me, that's like part of, like, the warm up is physical, but the warm up is also a tool for me. For me, as it puts me in that mind of, you love to run, everything else is strenuous, so it doesn't matter what happens because you're doing this because you love running. There's not going to be any time that you could possibly run ever is going to replace that feeling of, you know, being able to go out for a run in the morning and the sun come up, or for me, you know, like see the pelicans if I'm down in Ballina, because that's favourite. Mostly because the pelicans are such unlikely flyers, and I kind of give myself as an unlikely runner, so I have a good amount of kinship pelicans. And having that is what gets the enjoyment in my life, and the race is like one moment in time. And so having that sort of that warmth just sort of centers in that, and being centered in that allows me be brave, and it allows me to do that might risk sort of like quotes failure, because I know there's no such thing as failure. I just love to run. Thank you for listening to the podcast this week. I will be back next week. If you enjoy the podcast and you'd like bonus episodes of the podcast, you can support me on Patreon, and I will link up. And also, To Run is starting on the 2nd of September. So, and that is the last one that I will be running here. So if you'd like to join me there, that would be amazing. And I will see you next week.